Good morning. We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church this morning, and we thank the Lord for the privilege that we have of meeting together to sing praises to the matchless name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. In our call to worship, I want to read a portion from Mark chapter 8, where something takes place, where the Lord Jesus Christ begins to speak of His death, burial, and resurrection, and He's rebuked by Peter. Listen as I read beginning at verse 31 of chapter 8 in Mark. And He began to teach them, "And the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And He spake that saying openly. And Peter took Him and began to rebuke Him. But when He had turned about and looked on His disciples, He rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men." I couldn't help but think in this regard of how Satan oftentimes works, not just around us, but in us, in our thinking. You see, this whole situation took place because Peter allowed Satan to take over his what? His thoughts. All right? Jesus was speaking openly, that is, He was saying to all those that were around Him, and that included the Pharisees and all of His enemies, they were hearing this, and Peter says, why is He doing this openly? Why is He saying this out in the open here? He's going to stir up trouble for us. I'm going to go pull Him aside and talk to Him. All right? And so he pulls Jesus aside, and as he's in the process of pulling Jesus aside, to give him a piece of his mind, Jesus turned and says, get thee behind me, Satan. Do you realize that Peter had no idea that he was being influenced by Satan? This is a kind of a scary thought. Now, I know that we possess as Christians the Holy Spirit of God, but you can be influenced still. You can be influenced still by Satan. Here was a godly man, Peter, and he was influenced by Satan to rebuke the Lord. Now, do you see a problem already? All right? We look at it from this side of history, and we say, boy, that's a problem. He's going to do what? To whom? He's going to rebuke the Lord Jesus? But you know what? We do the same thing. We get critical with God. I don't understand why you're allowing this to happen in my life. Lord, I've done so much for you. Why are you allowing this to happen? Why am I having trouble with this? Why am I having so-and-so in my family sick? Well, why are you allowing all this? What are you doing? You're rebuking God. And you know whose influence you're under? Would you think for just a moment? Satan. Because Satan hates God. And Satan hates Christ. And you're rebuking God. Just that whole mindset there. I'm going to give God a piece of my mind. That's the influence of Satan. We need to be really careful, do we not? Really careful. Whenever we have that thing, Lord, I don't understand why you're allowing this. In other words, if I were God, I wouldn't allow this. Who did Satan seek to be like and above? God. So you're putting your little infinitesimal small self over God, criticizing Him, rebuking Him. That's a big problem. May God help us to humble ourselves under His mighty hand and not allow Satan to influence our thinking. Because that's where he goes in the believer. He goes to your thought life. And he starts putting thoughts in there. And then you get critical about God. The good one. The holy one. The righteous one. You start becoming critical of him. That's why our Lord had to pull Peter aside. You know, Peter was pulling him aside. And then the Lord Jesus got a hold of him. And says, get thee behind me, Satan. Can you imagine? The Lord of the creation telling you, hey, Satan, you don't savor the things of God. Get out. Get away from my disciple. And what was going through Peter's mind? I was being influenced by Satan? Yeah. And it can happen to us. May God help us to purge our minds and our thoughts with the Word of God.